Blog Talk Radio.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A Black Perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Lives matter. Black lives matter. Yeah, black lives matter. And that's a song that I can sing wherever I go, because I always feel that Black Lives Matter.
Amen.
And I'm sorry if I stand firm on No Lives Matter until Black Lives Matter, but I'm always willing to explain my position. See, the world understands that everybody else matters. For some reason,
right,
we got to go to special education when it comes to people of color. So if that's what it's going to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We got to have like special classes now. You know, we got to go get like Mr. Giggles and have a in-school suspension type shit when it comes to teaching or educating about Black Lives Matter. Good evening, crew. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good evening.
Good, my brother.
Doing well.
It matters.
Yeah, you damn right it matters.
Hello, messenger. Is that the
messenger? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He, watch this. Just like the spirit, he rose. But he came in like a breeze and shit. You know what I'm saying? I just looked and bowed. He was up on the screen and shit. But that's cool. Respect you to my big brother. Respect you to the big brother. Yeah, we must respect.
That's how the spirit
respect.
Is. That's how the spirit do you.
That's how, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus in.
It
just, what's Jesus
it?
Right in.
Preach.
It just be
preach.
It just be going and shit.
Yeah, bro.
We're gonna beat him to the promo tonight, okay? But no, not to worry, big brother. I've still got 20 seconds tucked away because I know we're gonna hear. That's what we talk about on Wednesday night. But anyway, hey, I ain't fucking with big brother, man.
Hey, you know what? You just did it for me, so I don't have to do it now.
You still going to do it, man. Watch this. We got the same daddy. I know you. You still going to do it. But anyway, yeah, our fathers are the same. You know what I'm saying? We came from the same sack, kid. Hey, but listen, I'm glad you came on, Messenger, because you just calmed me down a little bit, because I'm sitting in the studio right now. I got on my koofy. I got sunglasses on. I got sunglasses on, right?
I didn't know you put your koofy on. Okay.
I got the koofy on.
Okay.
Sunglasses on. But it gets better, though. There ain't no lights on in my studio. Ain't no lights on.
Okay.
I'm here like I'm a Stevie Wonder in the studio right now. And then I got my little... Yeah, then I got my little beads and shit. I got my beads in my hand because I'm trying to calm down. Because tonight sounds like, tonight is set up to be one of them shows, man, where, you know, mama, I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell them how the fuck I feel tonight. That's what I'm saying. But watch this. You know how we doing in the military, right? Well, listen, with all due respect, I'm going to get some shit off my mind right now. With all due respect. Now, I'm going to start this shit off on my little soliloquy off with, it just doesn't seem to matter what it is people of color do in America, it don't matter. And I'm sorry, for some reason, that's elevating or it's embellishing how it's fucking me up right now mentally. Because it is a society, not one or two motherfuckers. I mean, it is a society that's set that we're not going to allow people of color to, we're going to let them talk that equality shit, but they're not going to get it here. And when you look at the basic premise of why it don't make any fucking sense, and it just continues to permeate day in and day out. And I got to tell you, I got the solutions to a lot of shit. I don't know what the solution to is without it being some deadly type shit. I don't know any other solution. Because the way people of color are treated, and again, if you'll notice, I'm not even talking black people. Because in America today, it seems like here's the penalty system, okay? The darker you are, the more we gonna exercise the law on your ass. You know what I'm saying? So if you one of my purple brothers and you spit on the street, you might get life. Why a medium black brother might get 5 years, and if you light-skinned, you say if you was light-skinned, you might get a ticket. Are you following the lineage I'm trying to bring here? It just seems like the darker you are in America, the more shit you got to deal with. And listen, it don't fucking matter what your nationality is. If you got that melanin in your ass that makes your skin darker, then you got to get extra classes on how to deal with everyday shit that people without that melanin in their skin don't even have to address. And that's just fucked up because you can't explain it to nobody. You look at, for example, Indian people. I'm talking about, Indian people from India. I'm not talking about the actual Americans. I'm talking about those from India right now. You know, a lot of them are darker than a black person from Africa will ever be. But they got that European texture here, and a lot of them think that saves you. But let me tell your black ass something. As soon as you get pulled over, your hair, none of that matters. All they see is that dark skin. And then most police officers, mine click over to, okay, you get this part of the law. And it is. It's just fucked up, man. I seen a story in the news about two officers down in Virginia. Listen. Let me tell you about these two officers. They were active duty officers. These motherfuckers were in uniform. And the police rolled up on them and treated them just like they was known criminals. They stopped them for a damn license plate missing. Watch this. Because the second lieutenant just bought the SUV. Now, follow me along. He didn't have a license plate. But right up in the corner of the back window of his SUV, he had the fucking permanent, the temporary tags right there.
Temporary, that's right.
So they stopped him for not having a license plate. So the bullshit started right off the rip. And then they go pepper spray and take this black, the officer was mixed with black and Puerto Rican. I'm from New Jersey. We like to say same thing. But
same thing, that's right.
Yeah, same thing. You black, that's Puerto Rican. Right. Yeah, you just check that box that says, yeah, that's what I am. But nonetheless, no license plate. He had a sticker taped in the window where it should be, and he still got the business. But again, now they're going to turn around. They suing the shit out of him right now. But I'm just saying, what puts your mind... What flips that fucking switch in your mind that makes you say, you know what, on this traffic stop, as soon as I seen somebody of color driving, okay, let's go get some practice. Let's go get some practice on how to fuck with people. Yeah, that's what we're going to practice right now. There's no reason to stop him, but we're going to pepper spray him and take him out and force him to the ground and direct his ass straight to the ground.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I believe the Biden-Harris administration is going to correct some of that, but that shit is still rampant.
Yeah.
We're still spending What, we still wasting fucking good taxpayer dollars on this fucking George Floyd case. Are you?
Yep.
Are we serious?
Yep.
Do brothers get all that shit when they get accused of bullshit? I'm just wondering. Because I don't think so. You know that cop did it. Everybody know that cop did it. And the one thing, I'm kind of switching gears from the lieutenants over to George Floyd ass. But like I said, because I got my kufi on and my sunglasses, I think I can do that tonight. Yeah, I got my kufi and my sunglasses on in this dark-ass studio. I'm sitting up in here like, yeah, I'm about to drop it real deep on you, man. But you know, again, I have to try to bring some levity to it. Because I just think it's just crazy that society has predetermined fuck a person of color. Now, we'll sort your ass out later on, and then watch this, and then there's levels to that shit. If you a dark person, if you a dark person from Africa. Well, you're going to get the worst of the worst. There is no worse than being real dark and from Africa. Now, if you dark and you from Tibet or some fucking place, well, you get the bad treatment, but you don't get it as bad as the dark person from Africa. And let me tell you something. I'm trying to make fun of the shit, but this is some real shit that I'm telling you right now. And if you think I'm bullshitting, you talk to people of color. The darker you are, the more shit you got to go through.
That's right.
Going right back. Oh, okay. And we go, yeah, going right back. And again, it's no accident. We're going right back to the house nigger, slave nigger. The darker you are, the further in the field you went. When you was, you know, real light skinned because Master done took some shit that didn't belong to him, and here you are, well, you got to work in the house. So that same play is being played today in society. And I'm going to say this, and then we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to hear something from the cast. That evil-ass base plan that back in the day white America put in play to keep black people, then it was just black people, down. I want to say that was some wickedly ruthless, but God damn was that some effective shit they did to us, man. I'm sorry, man. It was fucked up from the word go, but that shit is still lingering today. We still are traumatized by that same concept. Talk to me, somebody.
Well, that's because the same concept is still in play, correct? It's still in play.
And you know, I look at the contributions that people of color make to this society, and then again, it makes it easier now when you sit and you look back into the 1800s, how shit, you know, because right now we probably a lot of young revolutionary minded, again, revolutionary minded people say, man, fuck that slavery, I would have did this, I would have did that, but we got the same shit today. Am I lying? We got the same shit today where you got black people, people of color contributing to this nation's best interest, and they still getting treated like shit. It's just different shit now. But it's still shit.
So and it stank.
Yes, and it smells just like ooh, doo-doo. Yeah, this shit smells, it smells like doo-doo. I'm just saying, man. I was going to bring that Andre 2000 and this shit, but I said, nah, because it's going to take me about 2 minutes to get my mental ready to go into that zone there. So I'm going to let that go right now. But nonetheless, I do. I think it's just fucked up, man. And the only, and I keep saying this, there's two things from my perspective that's going to change this. And one of those things are in motion right now, and that is a gathering of the masses and the focus being equality. Fuck your color. Fuck your income. Fuck whatever it is that you have. It's going to be equal. And I see that in society now when I look at the demonstrations, the support for the injustices going on, even with the Chinese. You know, they started fucking with the Chinese. Again, yellow is not white. So you are of color. So trust me, when we talk, again, we talk about the line of people that's going to get fucked with. Yes, you're in that line, China. But since you are so close to what they consider the base, it would have been a while before they fuck with you until this whole pandemic shit came out. And listen, I'm not saying you're responsible. I'm just saying that people said you were, and that opened the door to, we're going to skip some different shades of color and get right to the Chinese people. That's what that did. But again, even though you started with the Chinese people and you started harassing them and you're still doing it, people of color, different ethnicities came together and rallied. And again, that's what's going to save, or that's what's going to make this country the country it was intended to be. You know, we want to be the melting pot of the universe. And again, when that was written, they had a different idea of what the melting pot was going to be. See, the melting pot, it was supposed to consider, it was going to have no real dark gravy in there. No, that's not what, because you got to remember, when we wrote, you know, when we talking that bullshit about give me your tithes, your poor, your huddled masses, we weren't considered people when they were talking that shit. You feel me? So the shit they were talking was good shit, but now that, watch this, this sounds so fucked up, man. Now that we're considered to be people, because at one time we had to fight not to be considered your property, but now that we're considered people, we have a right to all that shit that you wrote. And again, it was good shit that was written, but you making it not so good now because you have to share it with everybody, and that's where the problem comes in. Talk to me, messenger.
Well, in order for us, and I hear what you're saying, and it's got a whole lot of validity to it, but our problem for 399 of the 400 years is we have not learned as a people to stick together. Every time we stick together and do something in masses, it happens. It's just that we as a people, if we see where we can get it, and 90% of the time it's a dollar, if we see where we can get a dollar, we could care less about the brother or sister next to us, regardless of what color they are, if it's going to put an extra dollar in our pocket. And this is how they've been able to do us for the longest, because we won't band together. Now, you see how they're sticking together on that lie? And they know it's a lie, but you see how they're sticking together on it?
It's all about divide and conquer.
And that's what they do on a continuous basis, divide and conquer us.
Then did you know yesterday they were supposed to have White Lives Matter protests around the country? But the shit like fizzled because ain't nobody show up. Actually, in New York, this one guy, you showed up in front of the Trump building, and I guess a crowd of people came, you know, to, again, the crowd of people, you know, black, white, they came, and he actually had to end up leaving before something happened to him, because he was the only one out there.
Did some fights break out?
That's a joke.
No.
Yeah.
No, actually
no,
one
I'm
did.
Saying
because
I'm saying it's a joke for them to even try to protest about something like that. That's a joke. I mean, who would
but
even
see,
take
but
something
once
like
again,
that serious?
That last man that was in office, he got them convinced that some wrong has been done to them.
Well, let's be real. He didn't convince them. They already felt that way. It's just everybody else did.
Yeah,
everybody else did a decent job.
Oh, kind of putting shade on it.
What's that?
Everybody else did a job of putting shade on it. He was like,
right.
Nah. He
exactly.
Said, nah, fuck that. You could go out here and get your races on. And just know, now, I mean, his message to him was, I don't know if I can get you out of every jail time, but you just know you got support from the White House. From the highest office in the land, you have support. Now, I don't know if I can't just stick my hand into everything. But for the most part, they'll know not to prosecute you like that. And it's evident because all them motherfuckers who stormed the White House. Right now, you should be hearing stories about how they off in some fucking island somewhere making little rocks out of big rocks with a ball peen hammer. That's what you should be hearing. I'm just saying, man. Because watch this. You let that have been Russia. You let that have been any other motherfucking place. You brought your ass up in there with anger. Talk about you going to storm the Capitol. Oh, nigga, please. That's all I can say to that is, oh, nigga, please. All of y'all, on a bus, on a plane, I'm taking you over there. Where over there is, you don't need to know. Don't worry. I'll write the first letter to your family. Cause, and when you come back, I bet you your ass won't think about doing that shit no more. I bet you won't. Again, we're going to make little rocks out of big rocks, and I'm going to give you this little 8-ounce ball peen hammer.
Excuse me, Mr. Co-producer.
Go ahead, man.
I'm just curious. How you make little rocks out of big rocks out of little rocks?
You keep hitting them motherfuckers, man. You keep smashing them with that 8-inch hammer so that at the end of the day, every joint within your body is still ringing, man.
Now, right. That would make them little rocks. That wouldn't make them big rocks, though.
No, I want to make little rocks out of big rocks.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thank you. See, watch this. I've been in the Marine Corps. Trust me, when I say that, I know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. All right.
Okay. All right.
All right. We call that shit. If you've been in the Marine Corps and you listen to this podcast, I'm going to say these four letters. I'm going to say these three letters real quick. And if you understand what I'm talking about, then just say a hoorah to yourself. CCP. Yeah, that correctional custody platoon. That's what their motto was. We make little rocks out of big rocks. But anyway, right. I'm just trying to say they should be in some kind of goddamn concentration camp getting re-evaluated or re-educated before they're entered back into society. But you know what's happening to them? Nothing. Well, I'm not going to say nothing, but they're not getting what you would expect somebody to get for breaking into the White House. Would we agree to that? Because you're not supposed to be able to bail and go home and wait trial for breaking into the nation's capital, the Capitol building. But they did it, and that's what that was. But now let me tell you something, though. And again, there is hope on the horizon, but it does. It just angers me when I see that people of color still have to actually fight this fucking fight, man. And you know how you can fight somebody because, okay, you know, you stole my girl, so I got to beat your ass. Or you scratched my car, so I got to give you some get right. But,
well, not the ride.
Huh?
Baby, not the ride, Prince.
Oh, okay, all right. But I'm saying, when I say to people who have this hatred against people of color, you know, what are we fighting for? Motherfucker, you can't tell me. You have no reason to want to fight me, but yet you are intent on doing something to harm the culture. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. I don't have to be a learned or a matriculated doctor to tell you that's just straight bullshit, man. I hate you because somebody else told me I should hate you, and that's why I hate you. And damn it, I like hating you for that reason. But, again, when I talk about change on the horizon, Maryland ain't bullshitting. Yeah. The state of Maryland said, I'll tell you what we're going to do over here. And, again, the nation is looking. Because the governor, Hogan was like, nah, leave shit as it is. But they overrode that ass, and the first Bill of Rights for law enforcement. There's a Bill of Rights for law enforcement in Maryland. That shit got repealed. And it says there's a lot of shit in here that they're doing with police officers, excuse me for stuttering, that they're doing with police officers to make sure you actually protect and serve. Again, you are a police officer, not an overseer. They're moving from that concept, and that's what it's going to take. Like, for example, you just came, that they're restricting on what situations you're even authorized to use force. They're talking about all those no-knock warrants. Yeah, we're going to stop with that shit for a little while. You know, so the wide range of changes were intended to address many of the concerns raised by demonstrators who protest police violence after the deaths of Floyd, Taylor, and other black people. So in Maryland, again, they had to scream and holler for a long time, but they were heard. And I'm thinking that if what happens in Maryland is successful, that we should see a lot more of that. Now, on the police officer side, they're arguing that it's going to restrict policing. No, what it's going to do is make you do the job like the motherfucking job was intended. When you show up on a scene, your first priority is de-escalation, not murder. That's what's going to happen. We're going to get you back to that mindset. And listen, for those motherfuckers who want to be police officers just to commit legal genocide, then don't take the damn job, because the job is going to be changing. And that's not what the job is right now. So anybody up on the reforms in Maryland, and what's your thoughts on them? Am I alone tonight? Okay.
No, you're not alone, bro. We thought you was, but no, you're not. We're here.
Actually, do you know that they just shot another black man in Minnesota?
Okay, we won't talk about Maryland. Let's talk about Minnesota.
No, I'm saying they were trying to get him out of the car, and the cop, instead of you pulling out your taser gun, you pulled out your gun and shot him. So that's just going to add to the George Floyd thing.
Well, listen, man. Yeah, I remember when being a police officer kind of meant you had to keep your ass in the weight room. Now, don't get me wrong. To get a motherfucker out the car should not always require you to pull a fucking weapon, man. You ain't got no combat skills. You ain't got no close quarter combat skills. You mean every time you need somebody to do something, you got to pull your gun? Well, you know what? I'm just saying, you spend some time in the weight room, spend some time rolling around on a mat, then maybe you can get those skills back so I can get you out of that car without me pulling my weapon. Because if I have my weapon in my hand already, I'm already waiting. I'm sitting here waiting on the final thing for you to do something to escalate this. If I got my weapon in my hand already. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
The changes that's going to take place in Maryland, I'm going to really watch those changes because they've got a citizens board there, and they've got a voice in what's going on. And I think that if police officers, if they are educated, again, and I don't like to say re-educated, I'll say if they're educated again on the true purpose of what the fuck they're supposed to do as police officers, and that is to protect and serve. And when they get that concept back, man, you're going to see a difference, man. But you have to put restraints on the ass right now, though.
When you got an arrogancy about yourself that you're above the law, which they have, they got a shield. You have to tear that shield down and hold them accountable, and I guarantee you, you'll see a lot more of them cutting their shit out.
Now, and don't get me wrong. If a police officer gets caught up in a gunfight, and then you got to smoke somebody, then that's what that is, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. We do understand that there's some fucking criminals out there, and some people out there you can't meet with. You can't come up and approach them with your gun and your holster. Trust me, I get that. But that's not everybody, and that percentage is so low that, you know, it should be a last resort. Not walk up to my car with your gun in your hand. If you got your gun in your hand, no matter what I say, I could just simply call you a sorry motherfucker for stopping me. And I'm going to get wet.
Already you can see he on 10.
You know
he
what I'm saying?
He jumped past one and went straight to 10.
So I got to see that. So now I got to cold flip and adjust my whole personality to no matter what the, I got to go back to slave mentality. No matter what this motherfucker says to me, I got to respond, yes, sir. No, sir. Anything other than that. I see you on edge already, man. I'm not going to be, I ain't going to hit you with the yeah or the nah, because that might piss you off, boy. And what's going to happen? I'm going to get wet, man. And I don't want to get wet. Not on the traffic stop.
Did you see what they did to that lieutenant?
Down in what? In Virginia?
Is that where that was? I'm not sure where it was, but yeah, they hemmed
we
them up.
About that.
You
we
did?
About
I'm
that
sorry. I was just trying to get in where I could fit in.
All right, man. I'm just saying, man. Yeah, we opened the show with that, man. Well, we good, though.
Yeah,
we good.
Did. Yeah.
Yes, we did. We good, Messer, because you was, your spirit was probably moving at that time. But, hey, listen. Listen, though.
Hey, I was getting things ready for Thursday, not 8 o'clock.
See, I told what I tell you. Then I watch this. Watch this. I tell you, like Dave Chappelle said, I say, I just write random punchlines, and I told you before this shit is over, you're going to do what you're going to do. I told you, Peter.
I tried not to, Peter.
Yeah, but Peter, I told you, you ain't had no choice, Peter. All right, but listen, hey, I thank you for hanging out with the Addict tonight. Again, we're going to bring our podcast back more to a black base. And let me say this. I'm going to go over for a few minutes tonight because I got to talk about this for a few minutes. Has everyone seen Judas and the Black Messiah?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, powerful movie.
I've seen it. Very good movie.
Powerful movie. And again, it just goes to show, man, that's when you want to tear down an organization. And let me tell you something. This just ain't about black people. This is about any or black, white, green. It doesn't matter. You infiltrate from within and just can fuck shit up, man. But the one thing I really like about Judas and the Black Messiah is throughout the whole thing, Fred Hampton, his message never changed that they were there to help people. We'll fuck you up if we need to, but that's not what we're here for. We're here to help. We want to build a hospital. We want to do things for people of color. But now, if you come at me, then I'm not going to run. And
Co-producer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say that even with the way they killed him, that was excessive. That was unnecessary, the way that he was killed as well.
Yes,
as far
yes.
as, you know, the amount of times he was shot and everything. It was very
yes.
excessive.
It really was. And again, that whole excessive force, people come to work. There are police officers that come to work maybe because your kid didn't get accepted into the college they wanted to go to, and you bring that attitude to work, and it's a shame. The first person that don't fit your profile that you stop, they're going to deal with that. And sometimes, watch this, sometimes it don't matter how nice you are, if that fucking police officer got his mind set on whipping your ass, you're going to get that ass whooping, man. I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed.
Now, back in the day when I was growing up, there was like a little code on the street. You know, if the cop came, here go the code. If you ran, then if they catch you, what do you get?
An ass whip.
Yeah, you get that ass whip. But if you just stood there like a little bitch, I'm just saying, no. If you just stood there and gave yourself up, you didn't get lumped up, man. And again, that code worked. But if you took off and ran, when they caught you, not watching. I've heard people tell me these things. I just remember them from them telling me. You know, they would grab you by the watch it. They grab you by your belt buckle while they bend over and catch their breath. As soon as they took a couple of deep breaths, you getting that knee to the gut.
So what happened? What happened? They found out about our code because now even if we don't run, they're gonna get us. So what they found out?
Yeah, now it don't matter.
Now it don't matter. You're right. So you're better off running. But again, but growing up, if you don't run, you don't get beat, man.
Because that's when you got your ass beat and you show up in court and they want to know why you look like that. He was resisting arrest.
I was resisting that billy club, man. Hey, but listen, I do thank you for chilling with the Addict tonight. Again, we want to get back into being more of an urban podcast. And again, I just want to address some things to you. I do. I just want to address some things with you. And because the podcast is going to be very much Black awareness, don't anybody confuse this that we're anti-anything. Okay? So I just want to put that out there because I feel like every time I come in here to do the Addict now, I'm going to have my glasses on and my kufi on. So I'm just preparing our audience for, I'm just preparing our audience for the ride that we're about to take, man. It's going to be very positive. It's going to be exhilarating, but it's going to be pro-Black.
Can we just ask you to light a candle?
Huh?
Can we just ask you to light a candle?
I'm not familiar with that concept.
No, just so there's a little light, bro, because,
No light, man, no.
No light?
What's it? Well, I got some moon rocks in the shack. Not moon rocks. I got some moon bulbs and some shit in the back glowing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's a whole psychedelic type environment happening in the studio right now. That's all I'm saying, man.
You looked around. What happened? Hello. Okay.
Yeah, I don't get that neither.
Yeah, he looked around. He looked around, and there was quiet. All right.
Yeah, because actually earlier too, I heard somebody breathing like they was Darth Vader. I ain't want to say nothing, but maybe they was having an asthma attack or something. But you want to clean that noise shit up.
We still on, but right now, you know what? I think I don't know what happened to his mic, but at this time, we're going to conclude this version of the Dark Side.
There you go.
Okay.
Mean, he done pulled the tuts up and cut himself off?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Now he's trying to figure it out.
But on behalf of Co-Producer, we thank you for coming out tonight, and we hope that you'll be back next Monday, 7 o'clock, for The Attic. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
And